your debut album, God is Bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You followed with Never Thirst Again.
Yes.
Now, Church Girl 2014.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference from when you first started with God is Bigger and Church Girl 2014?
Oh, that's a good question. There's been so much growth in every area, like growth spiritually, growth naturally, even just as a songwriter, I'm developing that skill of songwriting. God is Bigger was an EP, and I wanted to write a song. I wanted to record, but I didn't have any skills to write. And I remember, even from that songwriting class that I mentioned that I took at Valor Christian College, I just didn't do well. You know, the teacher always had red marks over my, you know, like, this should go here and this. And I remember just praying, and I said, Father, I believe this is what you want me to do, so I'm asking you to write through me. Just write through me. And I wrote a song. He wrote through me. And those are the first songs that you hear on that, you know, on the album that, you know, he wrote through me. So I just continued to develop that skill. And of course, in our relationship with the Lord, we continue to go from glory to glory and level to level. So I've had even more experiences in life. And I've just found that when we go through things, you know, when we do have these trials and tribulations, that they actually shape and mold us. They become, even though they're difficult in the moment, they become sweet things because they shape who we are and they kind of squeeze out, you know, that which God has placed in us. So there's a lot of processing through those albums. And, you know, and Never Thirst Again is where I came to realize that, you know, I can go to other things, but only I get satiated and satisfied and fulfilled in the presence of God and with him and in his word.
There's a song. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. and you know, and then to Church Girl, it's like, oh, this is who I am. I'm just going to be who I am. I think at a certain time, as we grow older, we become comfortable with who God has created us to be. So, you know, you're trying to find yourself earlier in life. And should I be like this? But then you get to a point and you're like, this is who I am. This is God, who God has called me to be, and I'm going to be that. And so at that point, you start being yourself. And I think that's where Church Girl 2014 comes in, is like, this is who I am. I'm God's daughter, and I embrace exactly who he's called me to be.
You are definitely a church girl. You are fired up for the Lord.
I am.
I can feel it. I can feel it, definitely. Let's talk about the song At the Cross.
Yes. Let me tell you, that song was the first song. Okay, so I went through this situation that seemed life-crushing to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a church girl, see, that whole thing, I've always had this mentality of, you know, I got to do the right thing, right, right, right. And so long, I lived in my own ability to just do right, make right choices. And I thought at one point, like, oh, I got this. I'm just making good choices, and I just have it. Until I ran into, you know, a wall and didn't choose the right thing, and I felt like, oh, my gosh, you know, and I couldn't forgive me and let it, you know, let it go. And then I realized, wait a second, you know, what, I mean, I'm serving, you know, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and what Jesus did for me, he took care of it at the cross. And this is what I preach, but I'm not going to live it. I'm thinking that I can do it on my own when, you know, I don't have to carry this thing and I can let it go. And I, you know, was like, you know, at the, you know, you did it all. You did it all. You did it all at the cross. And it hit me like, you did every, you know, sin is not an issue for you because you took care of this at the cross. You know, my struggle or that thing that's going on inside of me is not an issue for you because you took care of it at the cross. And when I abide in you, when I'm in you, then that thing will get in order. So it was like, ding, 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 you know, like, and so everything he did in that song, just, you know, I just take, as I wrote it, I was thinking, you know, what he did, you know, how he changed history, you know, at the cross. You know, life was going one way, but it shifted by what he did at the cross. So, and this is a, like a perfect time. I'm actually going to be giving that song away this weekend. People will be able to download it free from my website.
Wow.
Yes. It's SharonRochelle.com, and that's Rochelle with an S. So I'm going to have that available this weekend for just download. Just, hey, you can have the song. Just, you know, listen to it and think about it and remember what he did for us.
That is great. That's great, Sharon. How about Father of Glory?
Oh, that's my heart. I love, you know, I just simply wrote that song. I was on the way to work one morning. I live in Kentucky, and I was crossing the bridge to go to work in Indiana. And the sun was, like, hitting the water a certain way. And, you know, just it just came to me. It wasn't one that I sat down to write. It just came to me, you know, Father of Glory, Father of all the good in the earth and sea, you are my Father, you know. So it was just a melody that I was singing to my Father, telling him, you know, what I thought about him, and that I see you in the sun, you know, I see you in the rainfall, you know, when the moon shines into the night, I get a glimpse of who you are. I think it's an even, just being here, I've thought about that song a lot right now while I've been here in Vancouver, because the scenery is so beautiful. It's like, how could anybody deny that this was created, you know, by our Father, that, you know, or even that God exists? Because it's so beautiful. It's just, this just didn't pop out of nowhere. But everything that I see just leads me back to you. You know, and so that was a song that I was singing to him, telling him that when I look at your creation, you know, it leads me back to you. When I look at the water, when I look at the sea, it leads me back to you. When I see the clouds, it leads me back to you. You are my Father. So I love that song. I really love it. I could sing it for a long time, too.
Oh, okay. Another song, You Shall Reap.
Yes. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You know, we'll reap a harvest if we faint not. And, you know, that's just to encourage the believer, you know, just continue working. You might not always, you don't see it immediately. Like for right now, I've been going, working out every morning, and I don't see the results like when I'm done. So hopefully, you know, like if I continue doing it, you know, a couple of months from now, I'll see the results. And, you know, it's like that, you know, we have to continue in sowing. We have to continue in sowing love, you know, sowing seeds of, you know, sowing God, sowing, that just came to mind, like the breastplate, St. Patrick, God, you know, Christ in me, Christ around me. Just continue sowing Christ from my heart to you, from my mouth to you, and we're going to reap a harvest. We'll just continue to reap if we faint not. So I that's just a reminder to encourage, you know, everyone, continue what you're doing. Continue in the good that you're doing. Because, you know, God doesn't owe anybody. He pays up.
Hey, definitely, definitely. Yes. Our guest, Sharon Rochelle, Church Girl 2014. How can folks, your fans and friends, get in touch with Sharon Rochelle on social media?
Well, you can go to my website, SharonRochelle.com, and that's Rochelle with a S. And I am on Facebook at Sharon Rochelle, Twitter at Sharon Rochelle. But if you go to the website, you can get to all of those. I just started an Instagram.
Okay.
And that's Sharon_Rochelle. So all of those. And you follow me, I'll follow you back. And I'm right there. And I'd love to hear from you and connect with you.
That sounds great. Again, tell folks about getting at the cross.
Oh, yes, at the cross. So this weekend you can go to SharonRochelle.com, and you can just download. There will be a download button there, so you can download it for free. It's just available. And I want everyone to, you know, listen to those words and, you know, have that moment and remember. Take time to remember what Jesus did for you and what he set you free from, because that will always cause us to be sensitive to other people and to be compassionate and to show them, you know, this is what Christ did for me. And that I know he did it for me. He can do it for you. Absolutely.
Our guest, the church girl,
yes.
Sharon Rochelle. And again, the project's called Church Girl 2014. Mm-hmm. Sharon, it has been a pleasure. I know I've been blessed just by talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Again, much success, and may God continue to bless you in all of your endeavors.
Yes, thank you. Bless you too.
It's our guest, Sharon Rochelle, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.